we haven't received a formal written response from the CCG, which is very disappointing. We have met with them and verbally discussed our recommendations, but we've had nothing in writing about the actions they're going to take to address the recommendations. And it's disappointing that none of the CCG is here tonight to be able to respond to their own concerns. Primary care, particularly GP services, remains a huge priority for us, because that's the main focus of feedback that we get from the public. And I've said this before, GP services are hugely important to our people because it affects everyone. And there are a number of issues within our recommendations that still have to be addressed and still cause people problems. We all know that there's inequality in GP services. So with some GP practices, people can get an appointment to see a GP or an advanced nurse practitioner within 2 or 3 days. Within other GP practices, it can be between 4 or 6 weeks before they can see anyone. So there's a huge disparity between individual practices, and we did recommend that there's some work done to address this.
Thank you, Gareth. I think we're Brian and then Michael.
It's interesting to hear about this marriage, because I think writing an answer with the clubs, and we will be dispersed everywhere else. And it would be nice to see you feel the sort of this is a lead of who the best one's up and everything else. So we know what we're going to get. Because at the moment, great, I can't virtue. I don't know if somebody might not ever get that in Sandown, Shankly, Rye, or Boston Heavens. I don't know. So the lead would be very nice.
There's a national GP patient survey that is quite reflective of the feedback we get regarding GP practices. You can access that. I can send you the latest version, which may be interesting.
No, I'd rather have the CCG here now.
Michael.
Slightly in the same vein to Brian, I think there's real concern that have we got enough, and how are they not only coping with the sort of capacity now, but also the future capacity. So for instance, in Rye, quite concerned that people could have from bravery for the ban, and you've got so many housing developments, increased housing, that is there going to be enough GPs to actually cope with that capacity? It's quite interesting that if you look at any of the planning applications, there's quite a few coming from Rye, all of them seem to have a GP surgery on them. But no one's actually communicated with the Oliver CCG in that regard. So I think that we do need to we should propose, we have an action plan that will ask the CCG to have a clear action plan in regard to things that Health Watch has said, and actually present that back, because it is a people are more concerned when they've got GP plates than they have actually access to surveillance.
We've been asked for a written response, Michael, but Karen, did you want to say something?
John, I'd love to be able to cover this, but I can't in front of you. But why I'm able to do a CS and personally come on to express the disappointment is this evening and to enact a written response on the way of justice.
I'm sure you're right, but there are other people besides that. Alison. Chris.
Just picking up on Michael's earlier, I think that's just an issue we actually have something on the status of where we are there. Also, the action plan should be perhaps a short term and longer term, because something can be done. a few things here are not possible at all. Which case we'd like to know to make sure the population knew what was possible and not possible. So I think it's essential we get that and then we start with this problem.
No, that's fine. We'll ask for a written response to the inclusion action plan, and I think that's fair enough. Thank you.
Could I add something?
No, because a number of our GPs now have got mental health practitioners in them. I know there's one in Raleigh. And I'm actually getting very good feedback on the numbers that actually we're producing because of those mental health practitioners. So I would like to actually add on, could we actually get an up-to-date report about that
Fine, Michael, that's a question that you would have asked in the course of tonight, so we'll add on, thank you. Okay, so now we go to discharge